I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target. And thank you so much for joining us today. I am your host, Penny Wolfgang, and we're here every week, and we try to talk about subjects that we think are important to us in our everyday lives, educational, inspirational, sometimes entertaining. Forgot to say that the last time when I said this, that we do try to talk about cultural entertainment as well. However, as we know, our health is probably a great greatest priority in our lives. And there is something, a trend relating to our health lately that you might have heard the word, and it's wellness, and everyone is talking talking about wellness, you know, as a real thing. How do we have wellness, all around wellness, our body, our mind, our spirit? You know, the kids in school even have like a wellness class now, period, and they talk about they, you know, spiritually as well as mentally as well as physically. And I thought maybe we should try to find out a little more about this. And of course, my assistant and wonderful friend and genius helper, Gina Saragusa, when I was talking to her and she's always coming up with ideas, said to me one day, "Oh, my cousin would be a perfect person to be on the radio and discuss this because she is a professional wellness coach with Holistic Health Coach." That's what she's called. And her name is Andrea Privatera, and she's a real person. Not only is she Gina's cousin, but she is a real expert, and she is kind enough to come to On Target today because between Gina and I, we've twisted her arm and we made her come because we said we need to talk about this subject. It's so misunderstood in many ways, but also it's so important to so many people in their everyday lives that we need to help our listeners find out about it. So here is Andrea. Thank you so much for joining us. And as I said, she has the title, which we're going to find out what this means in a minute. It's professional wellness coaching. So I'm going to guess that wellness is all encompassing, right?
Right.
And involves, well, you can tell us, but I think it involves a lot more than just eating.
Correct.
Right? Yes. Correct eating. What is sort of encompassed in that phrase?
Right. So holistic is really about the mind, the body, and the soul. You know, what are we doing to help our whole person stay balanced and well, really. The reason I got started in this, I was a pharmaceutical rep in my past life, and I got sick with Crohn's disease myself after my daughter was born. So after being on lots of different medications and not getting the results I was looking for, I sought a naturopathic doctor in Connecticut. They're not really in New York State. Doesn't really they don't
recognize
them, unfortunately, because they do an awful lot of good. But after 2 weeks of being on his, you know, protocol, I was fine. And it's been the same way for the last 12 years. Just, you know, a few changes, a few tweaks to the way I ate my food and the way I exercised and, you know, knock on wood. you know, so I felt that this was a great opportunity for me to change paths in my life and to start studying. I'm, you know, certified in yoga. I'm certified in whole foods, clean foods cooking, and I'm a holistic health coach, and I'm in the process of getting my master's in coaching and nutrition. So,
and this is right up the field of your husband, who is involved with a lot of coaches in his job, but it's the kind of coaches that people are talking about to do with the sports teams,
right?
When you say coach, not your kind of coaching, right?
Not my kind of coach. Although it's kind of similar for some people, you know, the way you coach a person, you know, who's uncomfortable with going to the gym, and you know, they run into their own personal obstacles that does require some compassion and understanding of how to help them overcome their obstacles in their lives.
So, coaching athletes and coaching normal people have a lot of aspects in common. Obviously,
I would think so. Yes.
So, let's talk about the different aspects. You mentioned a few of them already that are involved with the holistic medicine. Mm-hmm. One has to do with what kinds of conditions can be treated.
So my area of expertise is autoimmune diseases, specifically because that's what I have. I have Crohn's disease, and that was my field of expertise. In the last year, I've been working more with patients who are have depression, anxiety, and panic issues, and I'm having great success with those patients as well. So getting them, I don't take them off of medication, but once we get them to a place where they're feeling better and doing better, they can go back to their counselors or their psychiatrists, and they start to reduce the medication and eventually are weaned off of their medications.
So how does it work? Let's talk, specifically about what a person should be doing or thinking about in order to live a well, good life.
Right. Well,
satisfying.
Yeah. You know, so a lot of people are confused because the food industry is just naturally deceptive. And so I think the food industry takes advantage of people and in the way that they market. To them, $150,000 fine for a $1 billion company because they made the incorrect claim is no big deal, and they constantly do it. So the important part of what I do is I educate my patients on what to look for in food. So a patient might come in and say, I'm not feeling well. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, and we'll go through and we'll eliminate sugar, corn, wheat, soy, and dairy. Those are the real culprits in terms of inflammation. Legumes are also just based on, if they're not prepared properly. So there's ways to look at certain types of packaging and certain types of foods that we should right off the bat eliminate. Eventually, once we're healed, we can go back to those foods. But I found that things like sugar is really 100% of the time inflammatory. So it's not the best thing for us to be eating. Certainly if we live by the 80-20 rule of like, I had a great day today and I did, it's my birthday, I'm going to have the cake, and have the wine too. So, you can't live so inflexibly that you're bound to, such a stringent diet. So this is a way of life for people who have chronic inflammation and chronic illness. But there has to come a point where you are feeling better and can cheat a little bit. So
is the 80-20 rule mean that for 80%, I could have like two jelly donuts for. No, it doesn't mean that, right?
No.
What is,
yeah. So it'd be
I
more.
I don't like this conversation.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
It's a tough
I'm sorry.
One.
Gina knows how I am about my jelly donuts. I can't believe she said I would like talking to you.
Saturday morning. But, that's a great time to have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
With your coffee.
Made
you know.
Me feel better.
Yes.
Let's go back to what is the 80-20 rule?
So Right. So the 80-20 rule is 80% of the time you're doing your very best to eat clean foods. Now, what's a clean food? So in this day and age, in fact, if you think about it in terms of what God put on this earth or whoever your person is or the universe, the way that fruits and vegetables were put on this earth and the way that animals roamed the earth, if you think about it just as simple as that, that's the way we should be eating. So it's important to eat foods that are locally grown. And there's a reason for that. They're picked at their peak ripeness, so they have the absolute highest nutritional value that they can have when you get it to your home. When you have a green banana and you're looking at a green banana in Wegmans, that was picked 3,000 miles ago, sat in a truck, sat on a plane, sat on a boat. And quite frankly, as soon as you pick it from its lifeline, it loses its nutritional value. It may ripen, but the actual you know, property of the nutrition is not as if you were just to pick it when it was fully ripe from the tree or the vine or the root or the bush, whatever. So it's important to eat locally grown foods.
This seems kind of impractical, though. Are you going to tell us
impractical?
How we can, impractical because we can't go if we want a banana.
Right.
I mean, most of us can't get on the plane and go to wherever the heck they raise bananas or grow
so
bananas.
So the point is not to suggest that those types of foods don't have any nutritional value at all, but it's important to eat locally first. That's the, you know, that's the best way to start. Then it would be, you know, my suggestion is always then to go to frozen organic because those are picked at the peak ripeness and then flash frozen. But certainly there are going to be things like mangoes and bananas and pineapples that are not frozen and that you're just going to grab at the supermarket. And of course, you know, when the benefit outweighs the risk on those. So I would do it anyways.
All right. So, so eating locally grown, but when you have to go back to kind of what you said at the beginning about what you would eliminate from the diet,
mm-hmm. Right.
I have to think when you started mentioning the things that should be eliminated, I couldn't think of what was left. Can you help us with that?
Sure. So there are, and remember too, this is a very temporary protocol. This is just
that's important.
Yes, this is a very temporary protocol to get people to get to be healed. Once we can stop the inflammation, they can start to heal. So again, we have to think about the quality of the food that we're eating. So grass-fed beef, organic chicken, grass-fed pork, you know, those types of meats, but they have to be clean meat because the way that they're raised, steroids and hormones and, you know, those are not antibiotics. Those are not the types of things you want to put into your body. So then there's seeds, there's nuts, there's fruits and vegetables. So there are other, you know, that's rice.
And those are on the on the A list. Those
yes.
are on the check on the good side.
On the good side. And you know there are some, you know, on my list I do put corn chips that are GMO free and potato chips that are GMO free. So, you know, there are some, you know, you can have guacamole and you know, salsas and
okay, well now you're getting a little more reasonable.
Yeah, sure.
So, we are talking today about wellness and about living a lifestyle that is healthy for you and that eliminates inflammation.
Correct.
From your body and from your lifestyle. And in the studio with us today is Andrea Privatera, who is a board certified holistic health coach. And now we were talking about the Crohn's disease, but we didn't, which motivated you to look into these matters. But we didn't explain, or we should, what we mean by inflammation, what we mean by autoimmune diseases, or what you're aiming for, or how you would define those.
Right. So autoimmune disease is, you know, it's characteristic of the way they explain it is like an allergy that doesn't shut off, so that your body is in a hyper allergy mode. So it's in a protective inflammatory mode that doesn't shut off. So you have things like Hashimoto's or Sjögren's or Crohn's disease. You can have MS. We've had great success with MS in reversing the signs and symptoms of MS just through food modification and movement. It's quite amazing to see people who have been wheelchair bound and who are walking around, you know, living their lives, riding bikes. It's quite amazing.
Now, was the aim or is the aim of a lot of this plan, wellness plan, to eliminate medication?
Absolutely.
Or to go along, to work alongside medication, or how does, you know,
that is certainly something that we aim to do, is that the medications themselves, you know, are toxic and inflammatory, and some of them are actually suppressing systems within our bodies that are supposed to work a certain way. And they're also suppressing symptoms within our bodies. So the ideal situation is to just be able to eat foods that can reduce the inflammation and we don't need those medications anymore.
And the foods that we were discussing before, they do eliminate. They have been proven to eliminate
absolutely
a lot of the
yes
symptoms.
Yes, there's
and take
protocols
the place of medication.
Absolutely, yes. And like I said, even with regard to depression, anxiety, and panic disorders, we're finding, you know, we're finding out that all of those things have an inflammatory component to them. That, you know, through, and every patient is different. So every patient responds differently. Every body is different. So I'm not saying that it works for everybody, but, you know, if you give it the old college try and you do the food and you're diligent and you're compliant with the food, just like if you were on medication, you have to be compliant. And if you're getting to the gym and you're doing your yoga and you're doing your meditation and you're getting outside and you're walking in nature, you know, I've not seen those people who are so compliant not eventually get off their medication and live, you know, have complete quality of life change.
What I think is important to talk about a little bit, and what I was sort of surprised, is the fact that diet or a change of lifestyle, which is what we're talking about, can affect not just physical ailments like you mm-hmm were talking about, Crohn's disease, and there's a lot of others which I wanted to mention, autoimmune diseases, but it can also affect, as you said, which is a surprise, depression, mm-hmm, anxiety, mental health issues.
Absolutely,
is what
yes
I'm saying.
Yep, definitely. You know, not everybody, and there are certainly, you know, certain disorders that are, you know, may not respond to it, of course. But through certain types of, I think it's also about resilience too. You know, who can adapt to these things and who can overcome certain things. So there's that component, but there the food and usually those patients I would send to a yoga class that's a restorative where they can really learn how to breathe. And the breath work alone can really help people in panic and anxiety situations. Yes, definitely.
Let's talk a little bit about the non-food aspect, okay, mm-hmm, which you've mentioned a few times. When I said to you, like, I knew this because Karen, who was, I think, maybe in the sixth grade or seventh grade at the most, told me that they have classes in, but they don't call it wellness. I'm trying to think of what it's really wellness, but it has like another name. But it's basically involves, and if I say this phrase to you, you'll probably know what the real name for it is. Enjoy the moment, be in the moment, kind of thing.
Sure.
I don't know what they call it, but they actually are starting.
Be present.
Be present.
Yes.
So
right.
How does it, they actually are starting, they being educators, mm-hmm, must realize the importance and the benefit of this, no matter how young you are to start. It's a good time to start. It's never too
sure
early to start.
Right. I mean, I think what you're getting after is there are certain programs that are, instead of detention, they're having yoga classes. They're trying to teach kids how to be more mindful.
Mindful.
That's
thank
it
you. Yay. You get the prize.
Thank
ding
you
ding. Mindful. That mindfulness. That's
right
what I wanted you to talk
yes
about.
And
yeah
to be more accountable. And in yoga, it requires that. It requires you to be present in your body, and it teaches you how to overcome some, you know, poses that might be uncomfortable, but you sit in the pose and you overcome it just by, you know, changing your thoughts. And that's what I think what they're trying to accomplish with regard to doing yoga for instead of detention.
Well, I didn't mean to insinuate that my Karen was in detention.
Oh,
so
they might do it in schools, too.
If you're
too
listening, folks, they were doing it right in school as like a class.
Oh,
like
great
instead
okay
of, let's say, what we used to call gym or physical
yeah
activity or
right
something, they would have, they have like mindfulness classes. And what is the, you mentioned yoga. I'm sure everyone has heard of yoga, but there's some other things that, other practices that go along with that as well.
You mean different types
yes
of working
yes
out? Oh,
yes
yeah. You know, I think resistance training is an excellent way to, you know, change your body and change your mind at the same time. You know, again, there's a lot of breath work involved in resistance training. Pilates is the same thing. You know, you're requiring your body to do resistance. So you're expecting, you know, physical results, but it also in the breathing and just the movement alone. You're moving, you know, your blood is moving around and you're detoxifying at the same time, you know. So I think those are really important elements to movement.
Does it matter how, like, if you're good, like, if you're good or not good at it, so to speak? I mean, I was thinking, for example, I can't stand on one foot anymore or balance or anything. But does it matter if you're, like, trained or good, or if you're just trying, just the idea of trying it and doing it to the best that you can is helpful?
Yeah, I think that's a great, great question, because so many people will come to me and say, you know, I can't even touch my knees. But my mother is 78 years old and she does yoga and has been doing yoga for 15 years. It doesn't require, I don't think that we should think about it in terms of, like, flexibility. I'm not a flexible person. Well, it doesn't really have anything to do with that. You know, eventually you'll get there, just like every practice. And the more you practice, the better you get. And as we age, we want to be doing things that are, you know, resistance for our core, for our balance, because, you know, when we're trying not to fall, that's the key. As we age, we don't want to, you know, have a fall and break a hip or break a knee and have to have those replaced. So it's important to do those types of resistance and balancing, and that requires a lot of core strength.
You should have come in and told me this a while ago. You're a little light, a little after the fact.
I'm
there.
Sorry,
friend.
Yes, I know.
I should have had Gina tell me all this before you came when she was talking to you about it. We mentioned before Crohn's disease, mm-hmm. which is much more prevalent than I ever thought.
Yeah.
Since my husband had it, and so I've known, you know, been aware of it, but it's much more prevalent in the widespread, I guess.
Yes.
I'm saying. But when you talk about conditions that you treat and that are treated by this method, it's a surprise how widespread they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it
could
is.
You like, tell some of the others conditions that are treated?
Right. So we talked about MS, we talked about depression, anxiety, we talked about panic, Crohn's disease, Sjogren's, lupus, rheumatoid arthritis.
Something as common as asthma?
Asthma, yes,
very,
just,
you know,
absolutely.
To me.
Yes, asthma. Some, you know, there are some things that are still. There's a lot of research in autism and ADHD, those types of things. But we're finding that the food in the United States is different than it is in Europe. So you can get the same foods in the United States that they change to send to Europe. So, yes, so the food coloring and the food dyes that we use in the United States have an effect on our neurological system, which affects children who have autism and ADHD. So, and certainly we know that things like wheat and sugars can also affect those children as well. But it's also, you know, maybe a little bit more of mindfulness and some structure that can also, you know, yoga can play a great part for children like that as well.
And not only that, but you mentioned the reaction of people that are on multiple medications relating to maybe if they were following these diets and exercise, they would not need to be on
Correct.
All of these medications, no matter what their age, right?
Sure. And I just want to caveat with the autism and the ADHD. You know, it's not a cure, but it could be, you know, lessening the signs and symptoms. So menopause as well. But so what was your question just now?
We were talking about multiple medications.
Right. So the great thing about what we're doing is that we're trying to eliminate or even reduce the amount of doctor's visits that people will have to go to, the amount of medication, the amount of blood work, the amount of imaging. You know, this is costing people an exorbitant amount of money with regard to the fact that they are missing work. Many times their spouses have to miss work and, you know, they're on disability. So they're not putting into their long-term, you know, financials, 401ks or whatnot seem to get affected eventually. But really, it's, you know, they if you think about people often complain that organic foods and clean food eating costs more. But when you look at it in terms of what it's going to cost you to be sick, that's it's far more exorbitant than just buying organic foods.
And for some reason, they are more expensive. I mean, to be honest.
Yes.
I don't know why. I never did understand, because what you're saying is basically processed foods, the more processed and the more away from nature they are, the worse they are for you. And yet there would have to be, you have to put money in to do those. And so I often wonder why it should be more, should cost more than natural foods.
I would think so. But again, if you're getting rid of your processed foods and you're just focusing on quality foods, like, you know, your fruits and vegetables, quality meats, and then you don't have to spend time at the doctor's offices, you know, running from one doctor to another. Because what winds up happening is, if you don't heal one autoimmune disease, you wind up with another and another. And then you wind up with hypertension and you wind up with diabetes. And so your quality of life is so reduced. You know, I think it's worth it just to pay it up front and get the good foods, you know.
And I thought the best advice that you gave us at the whole beginning of the conversation is, if you would like a mango or a pineapple, just get on the plane to Hawaii. What? You said that, right?
I thought I heard you say that.
So it's really important that to our listeners and to everybody that they are aware of these choices that they have in order to live a healthier and better lifestyle. So I really thank you so much. We've been talking to Andrea Prevetera about a healthy lifestyle, about wellness, and we should tell everyone where they can get more information or contact you.
Right. So I work out of UB Neurosurgery, and 2 days a week, and then I have my own practice. And so you can contact me at...
It's actually a new
number, so that's why I'm going here. So it's 716-625-8438. That's 625-8438, and it's cfnpubns@gmail.com. That's a tough one, but you could go to ubns.com and find me as well. So,
well, thank you so much. And you can listen to On Target and listen to this program 10 times and find it online. So in case you missed anything, because we're really trying to help you. And Andrea, I think, was just full of really good information.
Thank you so much for having
me. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. Have a good week. And bye, everybody. Have a very well, be well this week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.